There are now between 100 and 180 panthers south of the Caloosahatchee River that flows west past Fort Myers into the Gulf of Mexico. That number was updated this past April. Before, it was between 100 and 160. Jennifer Korn is a Florida panther specialist and was also a panelist for Saturday's discussion.
So more panthers obviously means more potential conflict.
Conflicts like panthers hunting livestock from private landowners. But there's an easy solution to that. Pin up the livestock at night and make sure there's a roof. But there's another clash between panthers and humans. 25 panthers were killed on Florida roads in 2014. Korn says that's the highest number of roadkills they've ever seen.
We're seeing a lot of these roadkills happening that don't have overpasses or underpasses yet. So if we can create new wildlife crossings, that would be a big deal.
Alligator Ron Bergeron was a panelist beside Korn. He's on the Florida Wildlife Commission.
We've had very few collisions with panthers on Alligator Alley because it was constructed properly with underpasses and fencing.
For now, the goal is to move the Florida panthers north of the Caloosahatchee River, using underpasses and overpasses that link conservation lands together. The panelists hope to see progress within the next 10 years. I'm Jessica Mazzaros in Miami.